Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK. TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
You know it's bad.
Hey, we have a Mariners Big Dumper inspired Bad Choice Friday. The choices today, the Black Eyed Peas and My Humps. Taking on Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back. Ted, how was the voting?
Not close.
Not?
Smaller than her lady humps, Miles.
Do we get a mixed win?
Yeah, he dominated.
Okay.
People love him. They want to hear it. Seattle legend. And tell you what, he's got some man humps, huh?
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
It's almost time, Miles.
It is almost time for TV Time with Ted. We are so close, you can taste it.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Sometimes when I'm running the board, I forget. Miles and I were having a discussion about Paris Hilton annoying everybody in South Lake Union.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. She was pissing off the neighborhood.
You just can't
do that.
What is
this loud noise? Well, there's a 10 o'clock noise ordinance.
Correct.
That's why the guy who was driving around with his loud-ass car got in trouble. Well, one of the reasons.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, but it looked like a penthouse suite. Looked like they were on the top of the building. And there was, like, just all these strobe lights, flashing lights, and Paris bringing in her DJ gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she flew in her new pink plane.
I'm sure.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, at the end of the day, whatever you think about her, I mean, you talk about nepotism, like, she's part of the Hilton.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, she's never had to worry about anything, ever.
Right?
Can you imagine going to any town and you have a free place to stay?
That'd be nice.
At the Hilton.
You think she stays at the Hilton?
You're damn right.
I bet you she doesn't.
You do. If your name was Steve Hilton, you ain't staying
Hilton's
in Marriott.
Got some nice properties.
You're not staying in a Marriott.
You're staying at one that's not,
look,
flagged with Hilton.
You're guaranteed the nicest room in any of those hotels.
If somebody said to me, here's a new deal. You do commercial. You could stay at any Hampton Inn for free. I'd be like, I'd sign that deal
in
a minute.
Game on.
Which one would you not sign? Because we were just talking about Hampton Inn. And we're all like, yeah, it's exactly what you need, right?
I'm a stickler for I need a hotel.
Yes. Yeah, so just, no
I'm
Motel 6.
On, right, like, I'm not big on. I mean, I'm sure they're fine.
Well, but, you'll stay in a Best Western.
Right, but they're hotels.
Okay.
Best Western Plus, like any of those. I stayed at a motel in Spokane, and my door was to the outside. A car got stolen. Like, it was, I was scared going to sleep.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of those ones I was like, I am not too sure about this place.
Yeah, you, based on your story of that motel in Spokane, when I went there, it was a Mother's Day weekend with my son, mine's going to be bad. We stayed at a very nice hotel.
What did you stay at, the Red Lion?
I don't know.
The Red Lion.
Downtown.
Right.
Yeah. No,
the Red Lions are always nice, right?
Yeah.
We weren't there, but it was we're downtown. I'm like, it's fantastic.
All right, Miles, your choices today. You got
choices.
Yeah, we got choices.
Okay.
You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith. That is me.
That is you, yeah.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there to tell you. All these guys have teams of talent and writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Ted, you're like
the
guy.
I wasn't there for your Ted.
Ted's like the guy that screams, he's in the band, right? Hit it! Like, oh crap, that's my part, right?
Off the drummer.
Sorry.
Yeah, Mike, sorry.
Wait.
My brain has mentally checked out by this point of the day, and I'm like, oh, I'm still running the board.
This is your segment, Ted. What do you mean you've checked out already?
Jesus.
This is the time for you to not check out, man.
It's amazing. I have a job. all right. Well, this is how I knew it. Merriam-Webster has announced their 12th edition of the Collegiate Dictionary, which includes more than 5,000 new words, including Riz. As for the definition of Riz, if you're looking up in the dictionary, you don't have it.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Meyers.
Merriam-Webster announced that the 12th edition of its Collegiate Dictionary will include more than 5,000 new words, including Riz. As for the definition of Riz, if you're looking it up in the dictionary, you don't have it.
Some nature news. A squirrel in San Francisco area has been angry and attacking people. This is a serious issue and not a joke. So I guess after all this time, your dog was right about squirrels.
Ted Smith.
To the Colbert, the Ted Smith. The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
And your face gave it away.
I know, that's also good.
The only reason I was going to guess Colbert, because he puts news behind. So it's squirrel news and hot air balloon news. All right.
It would not be news. This squirrel effed those people up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bad. Like, bad, bad.
Yeah. Dude, take Molly out there and just let her handle it.
I don't. Molly might get messed up. Come whimper back with a bloody face.
Casinos, a.k.a. Chuck E. Cheese for sad grown-ups. Last week here in New York City, a proposal for a Times Square casino was voted down. Good. There's no place. This is no place for a casino. If you want to gamble in Times Square, you bet on the drunk Elmo fights like everyone else.
Colbert.
Fallon. Colbert.
Casinos, a.k.a. Chuck E. Cheese for sad grown-ups. Last week, here in New York City, a proposal for a Times Square casino was voted down. Yeah. Good. Good. That is no place for a casino. If you want to gamble in Times Square, you bet on the drunk Elmo fights like everybody else.
Who was it that was fighting when we were down in Hollywood Bowl? Was it two Spider-Men?
No, I think it was Spider-Man and Thor.
They were throwing down.
I think, yeah. I
guess to God.
Because one was on the other guy's turf kind of
thing. Oh, yeah.
Right? So, and I don't remember who was accusing the other one, but we're like, it is Thor and Spider-Man fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're getting after it.
Authorities in Michigan discovered a crocodile in the front yard of a home. That story again, even crocodiles can't stand Florida anymore.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Authorities in Michigan recently discovered a crocodile in the front yard of a home. That story again, even crocodiles can't stand Florida anymore.
You guys remember Michael K. Williams?
I don't know if I do or not.
He was Omar.
Oh, okay.
The actor.
I didn't realize that was his name.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say Omar? I'd be like, yeah.
Well, because he was a real man.
I know that. But so, if you want me to remember him, you just say Omar. I'd be like, yeah, I know who Omar is.
Yeah, so he used to have a show on Vice, right? Where basically he would go into like, forget the name of it, but he'd go into some places that frankly he knew people he'd get into.
Yeah.
Right? So generally kind of crime stuff or whatever, but he trying to figure out why people were doing this. So one of them was about Houston. And like that's where people started sipping lean back in the day.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And it's so funny because he's like, I'm a drug. And unfortunately, he did end up using again and passed away. But he's like, look, I was big into drugs. He's like, when you go down there, he goes, it's so weird because there's not a lot of booze. He goes, everybody's having a good time. They're relaxed. They listen to their music. They're barbecuing. You know, but then it cuts to like another guy. He's like, yeah, but if they were shooting heroin, you'd be like, hey, stop that.
Yeah.
But yet people sipping it, it just became like a cultural thing that was acceptable. Right. And then it left that scene. And then, you know, when people started, everybody was doing it rapper-wise. I mean, it was just crazy. Now, I think The one they used to always use, I'm not going to say the brand, but I'm pretty sure they took it off the market.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this won't shock you. Now the cartel makes a version of it.
Of course they do.
But, you know, like anything else, they're like, you're risking your life drinking that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is interesting. But, like, the one guy goes into a store and he buys a specific soda. This woman's like, oh, they're drinking lean. And he's just like, how do they know? He's like, everybody knows. This is the best soda flavor to mix and this and that. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I was like, huh. All right. But yeah, and because he was Omar, people let him into these inner circles.
Well, of course.
I mean, he walks into one room. These dudes have drugs and guns and everything else. And he's got a camera and he's like, no. They're with me. And they all like kind of put the guns down. You go, all right.
Damn.
I was just like, man, that is
tough. That's crazy.
I did go to the Mariners game last night. Like I said, just an electric atmosphere. People are pumped. I've never seen T-Mobile that packed outside of maybe All-Star Weekend.
Sure.
But I mean, every seat was full. Just a heads up, if you're going down there tonight or this weekend to a Dodgers game, that thing is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a couple
people. How long did it take you to get in line?
Dude, honestly.
I mean, to get through the line.
I walked down there right after work. It took me about 20 minutes to get in.
Okay.
Like,
pro tip, there is a way in that you can get in. There's a lot of people, if it's packed, go through the team store.
It was closed. You couldn't do it.
Oh, those bastages.
Yeah. That's
well,
what I'm saying.
There goes my pro tip. Sorry.
Like, I've seen that place packed for Pearl Jam concerts, this and that.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever saw a sign that said, end of line here, just for the Mariners.
Wow.
Yeah. That is something, man.
And then you put on top of that, the Seahawks were playing. I'm going to catch a lot of heat for this. Everybody was hating on the Cardinals jerseys. I kind of liked them.
Yeah.
Like that little red spattering.
My wife was digging it, yeah.
The only thing I thought was weird is I thought they forced the issue on rivalry week or rivalry games.
Yeah.
Because I would say that if you ask anyone in Seattle, San Francisco is more
of it is not the Cardinals rival.
It is not, but I don't know if the Cardinals have one. So I think they just said anything in division is a rivalry.
All
right.
Because you're right. It's not like the Rams. It's almost like we have a rivalry with San Francisco. I think San Francisco also has a rivalry with the Rams. But I mean, like everybody's like
California. Pittsburgh. Yeah. Pittsburgh is going to be the Ravens. The Browns are going to be Cincinnati. You know,
correct.
You know those.
Yeah, I just think poor Arizona. Like
they're not good enough to. No.
Atlanta's going to be the Saints.
Right.
Yeah, I just think they're not good enough, or they haven't been good enough over time to really build a rivalry. I mean, it's not like the Seahawks and Niners were always a big one. But then they were both good for so long that turned into something.
But once it turns into that, it will always be that. Because there's going to be a time when both teams mm-hmm. suck, and it's not going to matter. When they play each other, it'll be must-watch
football.
They were
better than the color rush thing.
Agree 100%.
Yeah.
Also, I thought it was funny, JSN, Jackson Smith, the Jigma.
Mm. something like that. You know who he's talking about.
You want to try that again, Ted?
No.
Number 11.
He got caught on the, he didn't agree with the penalty call.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigma, who didn't really need to make the hold, is right in front of the ball carrier.
Offense. 10-yard penalty.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him a look, didn't
he? Did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know they're having fun, but also, like, I'm on St. Brown. Literally said the S word and the N word on TV, and they just let it, like, I get, just, you don't have to acknowledge it. Just let it go. But, like, we're getting on JSN because he said BS.
The ref even gave him that look, right? My brother's like, dude, they say this stuff all the time. You make a call, someone's going to tell you it's BS. Tradition, it's just an understood rule. If you see me standing in the TV position,
right, don't say anything.
My mic's about to be hot, so more of that looks like, look, man, you know, you just broadcasted. That's the only thing. These refs hear it all.
Do you want more people to get on Amazon Prime? Do you want them to watch this stuff? You're on Amazon Prime. Yeah. We have to pay for that to get that. So in this instance, unless the NFL comes in and says, hey, bleep that out, then let it go.
Yeah, it's Amazon Prime.
Let it go. It's Amazon.
Look, you couldn't do it because of the tone in this country, right? People would freak out. I think you should have a game. Somebody's mic'd up live. Let it all go.
Oh, yeah.
And I think even for somebody like me, I'd be like, all right, you know what? We don't need to hear all that.
Probably so.
Right? Or you'd be like, God, he's really mean to that receiver.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, he's just trying to get in his head. It's like, did you hear what he said about his sister?
Yep.
Or his cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, good win for the Seahawks. That's a weird game. You're on 4 days rest. It's in the desert, but they got it done. And then again, cheering MVP for Cal Dumper, and then, or Cal Raleigh, Big Dumper, and then minutes later chanting Seahawks was pretty fun. And like, people were living it up, and just 3-1, like, good job, Seahawks.
That's great awesome. Way to start.
That's awesome.
This weekend, you got some big stuff going on. Obviously, you got the Dodgers in town. The Mariners have already locked up a bye. They could still win some games, I think, get first place, but that's going to be kind of tough. The main thing is the Huskies, 12:30. You got the number one team in the country, Ohio State, coming to town. I had to run up to the needle earlier. There's a ton of Ohio State fans in town, but that'll be a big game. And kind of odd, how the Huskies don't have one top 25 vote is beyond me, because they're only a 7.5-point dog
to the number one team in the country. And let me just say this, too. Depending on where you are, where you're coming in from, wherever you're going today, keep in mind that 405 is going to be shut down in Renton. I-5 South is going to be shut down at Kent. And there's one more big one.
The Seattle special.
90 down to one lane coming in or whatever. So just make sure you take your time and know you're going to need extra time if you're coming from any of those places, wherever you're going over the weekend. I think that starts maybe tonight and lasts till Sunday. It's going to be a mess out there.
And this is a PSA for everybody out there in a relationship, okay? The Seahawks have already played. If you're going to take a Sunday to go to an apple orchard or maybe even get a pumpkin, don't carve it yet. Boys, this is a good weekend. All right, you can sit around and watch Red Zone. I'm just saying, there's not a Seahawks game. They've already played this week. Maybe just go to whatever it is. I don't know. She wants to do this or that. You seem annoyed with it.
This is the weekend to do it.
Correct.
Your next chance is a bye week.
Right, and I'm not even sure when that is. I'm just saying.
Get your hair cut. Do all those things.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store. Run errands.
Yeah, fake it. Be the boyfriend she wants you to be.
Pull weeds.
God, I'm a romantic, aren't I?
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Canadian man gains fame by dressing up as a dog when he takes his dog for a walk. We head to Arizona, where a graffiti vandal is once again getting attention because of his big... In England, a crab is found on a train riding in first class. An airplane has to abort takeoff because of a loose glass. And the EMS workers, they are facing suspension after saving a man's life. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Kentucky, where nobody skirts the rules. A local reptile zoo was the scene of an emergency when the director managed to get himself bit by a highly venomous Jameson's mamba snake. Side note, Jameson has a mamba.
I know. Whiskey, snakes, you name it.
Hi, I'm the scariest snake out there.
And I'm a bit drunk. I'm going to bite. It's not venom, it's whiskey.
Yeah, I bite the owner.
They called me the Red Mamba. Luckily, he knew what to do and instructed crews to administer an anti-venom. If they hadn't, he would have suffered paralysis, then respiratory arrest, then finally cardiac arrest, which would have sent him into the next life. But instead, he spent several days in the ICU recovering from the incident. But now the people who gave him the antivenom are in trouble and could possibly lose their license.
Why?
Not because they administered the wrong antivenom, not because they did more harm than good, but because new regulation recently came down the pipeline dictating that only wilderness officials are to administer antivenom now.
Are you kidding me?
The crew is due to a hearing here in the next few days.
Because they're not allowed
to do it. I know.
That is the dumbest law ever. That's going to get people killed in Kentucky.
Yes. Yes. It absolutely is.
You have to have this one dude. There's one guy in the entire state. That's the easy only one guy that can do this.
Now, why would you have the EMS even have
Exactly.
I mean, just let people die then. I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
Sorry, Miles. What hit you with the paddles, but only Thrill's allowed to use
them. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm busy.
Yeah,
he's stuck in shutdowns on I-5 right. over here.
We can't help you.
Criminy, man.
Jesus.
To Minnesota, where the good times were a little delayed. A plane headed for Las Vegas didn't get off the ground before making the emergency stop and heading back for the gate for a systems check. Turns out while they were taxiing on the runway, one of the cockpit windows popped open. The windows have the ability to be opened by ground crews for maintenance or to let fresh air in, with cabin pressure keeping them closed during flight. But with it popping open on its own, it required an inspection that caused a delay. Passengers were deplaned and loaded onto a different one that took off about 2 hours later.
Deplane.
Yes.
Oh,
you think that's what they said?
Everyone deplane.
Authorities in Phoenix are once again on the hunt for a criminal that they thought that they had taken care of. You may recall, back in 2020, authorities had caught the man that they believed to be the one behind some vulgar graffiti that had popped up in the area. The words, "Penis Man," spray painted on various walls.
I do remember that.
Penis Man.
While their man admitted to some of the graffiti, he admitted that he was merely a copycat and the original vandal was still at large. Now reports have come in that once again, the city is being plagued by the phrase, Penis Man.
Penis Man!
Police have no leads. The city's in turmoil. We have no idea what to do. It's bad.
He saves the city at night, sometimes in the morning.
Penis Man! Penis Man!
But just in case those stories are the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Ontario, Canada, where one man is raising spirits. He, like many dog owners, enjoyed a break from everyday life by taking his dachshund Mia on daily walks. He credits her bouncing ears, making him smile as the motivation to have a little fun with his neighbors, and he donned a massive inflatable dachshund costume that he would wear while walking Mia. The neighbors loved it so much that he started a social media account under the moniker Undercover Dachshund, and his antics soon gained popularity in the town. He was just recently called to the mayor's office where he was awarded a certificate of joy for brightening the spirits of the town.
Certificate of joy. All right.
Did you hear what my dad got? Certificate of joy. Lottie freaking dog.
Lottie freaking dog.
I got one of those with the massage parlor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also one day be called to a Blue Jays game where the two of them could run the bases. I mean, he's made money off of it. He's doing paid gigs now, so.
Hey, good time for him, man.
Time for Little Men's Room Sports. Big night for Seattle sports as the Mariners completed their sweep of the Rockies and the Seahawks put the Cardinals to bed last night. The Mariners took a look to keep the train rolling for the final series of the regular season, a weekend homestand against the Dodgers that starts tonight over on Root Sports. And I know that we're talking about possibly sitting the starters because, one, the Dodgers are good, two, we're already in the playoffs. The Dodgers are in the playoffs as well, so I wouldn't be shocked if they sat some of their starters, too. So we'll see how this one shakes out there.
Just like Cal be the DH and maybe hit a couple dingers.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just let him get out there. You've also got college football on Fox and ESPN and preseason Kraken hockey over on Kong. As far as your weather, plenty of cloud cover all weekend long with highs in the low 70s and lows right there in the mid 50s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. Grab yourself a six-pack of Men's Room IPA or 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.